Expect a low 67 Thursday, mostly sunny, high 88.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Yes, she is here. It is Wednesday. That means you got the last word in real estate. Anita's got some great guests today, so stand by. That's right, buckle up and get ready for all the real estate you can handle. Here she is, Anita Hiles.
Yay. Well, I am glad to be here. It is Wednesday, and I am here for your commute home, and we've got a wonderful show for you today. We have Kyle from Level Exposure. And he's a great photographer. He does a lot of properties and a lot of high-end properties. And I just finished doing one for myself at my listing on Brett Unger. So we're going to talk today about digital staging. And my second guest, who is fabulous, is Miss Becky Harmon. And she is with Stage Happy. And you can always find her at stagehappy.com. I love that, Becky. Stagehappy.com.
Thank you.
Yes. It's simple, and people will remember that.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk, you know, today about staging, actual staging versus digital staging, and which is better. So we might have to duke it out today and find out which is best, or maybe they both are. Who knows? But it's been a wonderful week in real estate. We've been busy at Realty Executive Oceanside. And I just want to mention a little bit about my company, because a lot of times I forget to mention how great Realty Executives is. And for a lot of people that don't know much about my company, I say my company, but it's my office. The company itself, we are out of Phoenix, the Scottsdale area, Arizona. And so it is huge, absolutely huge on the West Coast and throughout the United States and throughout the world. We are international. We are a global company. We have over 8,000 sale associates and over 600 offices around the world. And I am proud to say that we are in the 86th percentile for agent productivity, and we have the best customer service response time in the industry. And so I am proud to be part of Realty Executives, and I am always easy to find at Beach and Kernan, and we sell throughout Northeast Florida, and we have even closed down in Boca and in Tampa and in Pensacola. So we do get around, and you can always get a hold of me at 290-1552. That's 290-1552. But what I'm hoping this hour is that you will call and ask us questions. Put us on the spot. I know you're stuck out there in traffic. And Kyle, if I'm not mistaken, there's a terrible fire. And so you might be stuck there sitting for a while. And so give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We would love to hear from you and ask us those real estate questions, or maybe you know of something new and upcoming. Because as we know here in Jacksonville, we keep growing. It's like you read the paper and I see all this growth going on. There's going to be massive growth here in the next 5 years. And what is amazing is, you know, just between Hodges off of the JTB all the way to the 295 is going to look completely different in the next couple of years. And they've already started some construction off of Kernan there. And we're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants. And people are wondering, how are we selling this? Who's buying all this? Well, let me tell you, there's people coming. Jacksonville, as many of you told me when I moved here, it's a destination. This is a town of where, you know, people come from other areas. And, you know, when we bump into somebody who's actually homegrown, we get excited. It's like, really, you grew up here? You know, then I could get really the good scoop about Jacksonville. So we have lots of growth coming up, and we have a good show for you. And Kyle, I'm going to start with you because your company is Level Exposure. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Yes, my name's Kyle, and I work with company Level Exposure. I'm the owner, and a lot of times if you do schedule us for a photo shoot, you'll end up seeing me. I try my best to shoot as many of the properties myself as possible. You know, it really, all that I try to do when I show up to a property is treat each one with the same importance. It doesn't really matter if it's, you know, a $100,000 home or a $200,000 home or a million-plus home. I want to spend as much time as I can, you know, doing the best, showing it in its best light, and just making sure that, you know, it has the best presence possible online.
And what are some of your pet peeves with us realtors?
I feel like, you know, just from, I've been in business for about 5 years now. I've been doing photography for over 10. I think that, you know, a lot of it seems to come down to the fact that realtors are scheduling and coordinating a lot of different people's schedules. And because they're coordinating so many different schedules, I feel like, you know, sometimes they can seem unorganized. But I don't really think that's to the fault of the realtor, you know. So I feel like just in this business, a lot of what we're doing is kind of last minute. And I wouldn't really put that on anybody, but, you know.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we wear different hats. But, yeah, organizing it with the homeowner, trying to get the right time. You're going to come and show up to take the photos. And then we get the phone call from the owner that says, well, I haven't cleaned yet. And then here we are knocking on our door. And
yeah, so like, yeah, you know, sometimes they'll contact me and let me know something's coming up and, you know, kind of keep me updated as the progress goes on it. And a lot of times, you know, even when I get advance notice to things, it still somehow seems that everything is kind of done like short notice. You know, all of a sudden it's ready and it needs to be shot like today, even though they told me like a couple weeks ago that it was coming up. Right. So, you know, being adaptable and being able to be scheduled last minute, I think, is a big part of the business.
And there's a lot of people out there that like to sell their own homes. And I always tell them, you know, they still need to use professional photography. You know, if their home's going to be put on Zillow, or sometimes they put them onto the multiple listing, they still need to look professional and have those photographs on there in order to sell their home. A lot of people will use their cell phone or their iPad to take the photos, and you just can't do that.
I think that usually what I equate it to is that, you know, if you were selling your car, you would definitely like wash your car before you sell it. And I think there's a lot of homeowners that, you know, it's their home and, you know, they live in it, they have all their belongings, all their personal stuff, and they don't really think about kind of how it should look, because a lot of times when we prep it for the shoot, we end up emptying it so much that they feel like it's empty, and they almost feel like it's almost criticism towards them that we're removing kind of their personal items, when, you know, that's just what it is. Like, we want it to look empty. We want it to look as much close to like a model home. We want to leave just enough so that people can kind of imagine their own things there, but not like too much stuff where it looks cluttered and there's not enough room for their own things. So,
yes, I try to tell my clients that we're selling real estate. And we're not selling your stuff. So the more we can show them of space, because space is important, that's what we want to do. And so you're right. We want to have it look like a model home. And you did that with Brett Unger on my listing over at Tamiya. And so anybody interested in Tamiya, I've got a great one over there. You guys want to definitely see it. And you can take a look online and see Kyle's work. And it's back to you.
It is.
It's back to you, my friend.
You mean I got to work again for 30 seconds?
I know you do.
Oh,
man. You're going to have to dance.
In this hot weather, it's tough. Well, if you have some questions for Anita and her guests, all you have to do is give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Call us, and we'll get the answers for you. I know Anita is an expert, and she's got experts right here on deck.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
All right. Looking for a home? In the market to sell one? Well, you've come to the right place. Keep your ears right here. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and here she is.
Yes, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please visit my Facebook page and like it. I've got a great following on Facebook. I put just some really neat local information on there. Right now, it's hurricane season. You can figure out how to put a disaster kit together. Start those things now, so that way at the last minute, you're not going crazy like the rest of the people that aren't as organized. So get organized and go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and get the latest information on things happening in town. As of right now, we have a commercial building structure fire at the 8600 block of Phillips Highway. So the road is closed off. So you want to avoid that area right now because you got fire trucks there. And if you're stuck, hopefully you're listening to us. And we're going to get back with Kyle. We're talking about photography, and we have Becky Harmon here who's going to be talking about staging. And Kyle, you can reach Kyle at kyle@levelexposure.com.
Correct.
And his phone number is also 316-1590. And I think, Kyle, in our business, realtors tend to be a little cheap. Would you not agree?
I mean, you said it. I didn't say it. So.
Yes, I did. Yes, because I find it, you know, and when I go through the MLS and I'm looking, because I do, I have to look through it multiple times a day. I'm looking at new listings. I'm looking at expired listings. And especially when I get to the expired ones and you look at why that, you know, there's could be a lot of reasons why it didn't sell. But for me, from the outside looking in, I'm going, okay, your realtor took pictures from their cell phone.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, of course, I'm a little biased, but I would certainly stress the importance of having professional photos. You know, I think that there's a service that you owe to the property itself. And a lot of times, yeah, if it's an expired listing or if it's something that's been on the market, even if it's your own listing that's been on the market for a while, if you don't have professional photos, then, you know, I think at a certain point you have to definitely recognize that, you know, that may be the reason. But I think that a lot of that stuff is, you know, it's first impressions. And when you put your listings online, you really want to make sure that you're showing the property in its best light. And I know that, you know, you guys work really hard, you have a lot of contacts, and you do a lot to promote the property, but it really makes your jobs easier, in my opinion, when you have, you know, your home showing the best way it can.
Sure. And, you know, I feel I was trained properly when I first started. I mean, the day I started, you know, I had some top producers out in Southern California take me under their wing. And one of the things they stressed was photography. And they say, if you want your listing to sell quickly, your photographer will be very important. And I'm still friends with Ralph Aletta out in Southern California there in Fullerton. And hopefully he's listening right now. But he's just did a great job. And I used to tell people, you know, it's my stager and my photographer. And yes, me too. But you guys really set the stage for us. You give us the product that we can now go out and market to sell. And you have to, like my promo says, it's got to be stellar. And in order for that, you can't take pictures, you know, you can't just have 10 photos anymore. You know, when I first started, 10 photos was great. You know, now it's Zillow and it's realtor.com. And if you want people to click on your house, you best have 20 plus photographs for people to look at, because that's what they want to do. They want to see every area of the house and you know, to see if they want to make that appointment.
And it's not even just that the number of photos has increased, the resolution as well. Because, you know, back then we had 720, 1080, now we have 4K. So, yeah, definitely having high-quality photos makes a big difference. And so even if you can take really good shots with your cell phone, you know, a lot of times it's not adequate quality. The lens isn't right. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it that sometimes isn't really taken into account.
You're not getting the entire room, yeah. You know, nobody wants to see the vase.
Yeah, I mean, I love it when you just see the shot of the floor.
Photographers that are out there that, you know, will, you know, they show a few and then all of a sudden here's the vase with flowers. Well, you know what? I'm not selling that vase. Mm-hmm. Don't show the vase.
Oh, the running water is my favorite one.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, hey, the water's still on.
Yeah. It's like, show me the room. You know, I don't want to see, you know, the one light fixture. No. We're selling real estate. People want to see the entire room. Now they have the Matterport where you can actually walk through the entire house. And it's amazing how far we've gone in photography and in staging. And Becky, tell us a little bit about your background, because you are an amazing woman. You teach, you're constantly busy, and she's sitting here with her water because she says she's been talking nonstop for 2 days about staging. So
Yes, my voice is a little raspy, but I teach a national level home staging certification class, and we have a large class this time, and I've been talking for 2 days straight, which I love talking about staging, so it's a wonderful thing. But I'm also an active stager and in the trenches every day, and we've seen a lot of things change in the year since staging started. Now, I have been staging for 15 years, and back then, no one even knew what it was. We had to explain it to everyone, and now, in other parts of the country, for sure, a huge percentage of real estate is automatically staged.
Yes.
They don't ask who's going to stage it, or whether it's going to be staged. They They want to know who's going to stage it. They're assuming that it's going to be staged in Jacksonville. Seems like they're always a little late to the party when it comes to things like that.
And, you know, being from Southern California, yes, we staged our homes, and at least I did. And Annie Jones is my stager out there because I do work coast to coast. And she is an amazing woman. Between Ralph taking my photography and Annie Jones, my houses got sold, and got sold for, if not full price, over full price.
Yes.
You know, and of course, it's a different market out there. It is very affordable out there because of the competition. We had that conversation, I think, when we spoke, is that there, you know, there's tons of stagers out there because everybody uses one.
Yes.
When I moved here, I was asking people, when I first got licensed here, you know, okay, who's the stager you use? And they're looking at me like I'm from a foreign country. And so, and then when I found out, you know, there's not that many of them at the time when I first came here over 10 years ago, and they were real expensive. I was shocked at some of the price points. But it has now gotten a little more competitive.
Yes.
And the myth is that it's not affordable.
Yes,
correct.
That is the myth, because a lot of even realtors, but homeowners think that it's going to cost too much because they see the shows on HGTV where they're spending a couple $1,000s on up for staging. Well, we have services that start at $150 for a walkthrough evaluation, and I have a lot of realtors that want all of their clients to get that evaluation because it shows them the things that really need attention and things that don't need attention. Sometimes people improve the wrong things. And so we give them a very detailed evaluation starting at $150. And even vacant staging, we have something that's sort of innovative. We started it here. It's called soft staging, and I'm teaching it in my class, so it's going around the country. My students come from all over the United States. We can, for somebody on a budget, stage a vacant house with accessories only. Art, greenery, plates and towels, and everything except the furniture. And it's a nice alternative, and it's certainly better than
absolutely
an empty house. So I'm excited about the future of staging. We feel like we're still in our infancy, especially here locally, where we just have a small percentage of homes that are staged. But just personally, we keep our stats, and my average days on the market is 15 days. And I understand that the average for everything that's not staged is about 70.
That's correct. Right now, homes are staying on the market just a little bit longer. And so average in Northeast Florida is about 70 days. Yes.
That's too long.
It's too long for me, let me tell you. Yeah, I'm used to 30-day, you know, close. But as we get into a little more expensive homes, they always tend to stay on a little bit longer. It's a different audience. And but staging, you can do for any home at any price point.
Yes. And at least get a free consultation to find out what you need and if you need something.
And sometimes people don't think about the fact that, you know, just having your, like, you know, a lot of times when it's empty and where the staging really makes a big difference, you know, just having the house on the market is costing you money. So the faster that you can get it sold is, in the long run, going to save you money. So if you have to spend a little bit to sell it faster, it can definitely be worth it.
Yes. And I remember Annie Jones in Fullerton, California, her making a comment on Facebook on one of my listings that, Anita, it's not selling. You need a stager because it was empty. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything, and it's worse when it has white walls, because then everything just looks the same. Every room just bland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about both of you guys, is the fact that you bring that bling. You know, you make that customer want to click and view the house. And it's time for AJ, producer, who's hot.
Yeah, well, you've got some hot listings, I understand, coming up.
Coming
in a while.
Up later,
So hang on for that, guys. All right, 831-0600, the number to call. You want to find out more about what's going on with real estate here in Jacksonville and beyond? 831-0600. We got some news, some traffic, weather, info. It's all ahead.
Talk 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has abruptly stalked out of a meeting with congressional leaders, declaring flatly that he will no longer work with Democrats unless they stop all what he calls phony investigations. Wednesday's meeting at the White House was set weeks ago after Trump and Democratic leaders agreed to talk further about addressing problems with the country's infrastructure. Nancy Pelosi earlier today had accused the president of obstructing justice and being involved in a cover-up. As tensions with the U.S. mount, Iran's supreme leader said the country's president and foreign minister didn't act as he wished in implementing the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The comments Wednesday night, posted on Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's official website, are the first time he's blamed both President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif by name in his concerns about the deal. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Major delays on the south side because of emergency vehicles on U.S. 1 Phillips Highway northbound at Sunbeam Road. All the lanes are blocked there. Also, there's a crash on I-95 southbound beyond Phillips Highway and a disabled vehicle on the west beltway, the 295 southbound ramp to Commonwealth on the west side. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 67 Thursday. Mostly sunny. High 88.
Will President Trump be able to stop Robert Mueller from testifying? Did Bill Barr really lie to Congress? And who really started Russiagate? Andy McCarthy will join me in studio to give you all of those answers on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll also speak to Boris Epstein about the clown car of 2020 Democrat candidates and also my Salem Radio colleague, Eric Metaxas, about his new national TV show.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
I'm Lou Dimes. President Trump shuts down radical Dems, Chuck Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, telling them no business as usual while they carry out a campaign of political harassment against him. And it was a down day on Wall Street. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
President Trump tells Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi he won't work with them on legislation while they keep up their political persecution of him. Lashing out at House Speaker Pelosi, she accused him of engaging in a cover-up just minutes before meeting with the president and Chuck Schumer at the White House. The president says it's impossible to deal with the radical Dems on any issue while they carry out a campaign of political persecution. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower, the Dow down 101 points, the Nasdaq down 35. The S&P lost 8. Qualcomm's stock plunged today after a federal judge ruled that Qualcomm unlawfully stifled the cell phone chip market competition and charged excessive licensing fees. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial.
We're back. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate. It's a Wednesday afternoon. You can get all your real estate questions answered right here. Anita Hiles is here with her fabulous guests. Here she is once again. Rapid Fire Real Estate is on the air on WBOB. Here's Anita.
Yes, and welcome back. And if you're joining us, we have a wonderful show. Today, we're talking about photography and digital staging and staging. So one thing I want to remind everybody is I'm easy to find, very easy to find, at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And my personal number is 904-290-1552. And we hope that you call in and ask some questions because we love when that happens. And Becky Harmon with stagehappy.com
One thing I know about staging is the fact that here on this coast, I think us as realtors, we just forget, you know, because here it is still kind of new.
Yes.
And us as realtors, and even myself, even though I was so used to having it over in SoCal, I still don't, you know, when I have a vacant house, I don't think of, you know, maybe I should call a stager.
Yes.
And we need to get back in that frame of mind that we need to call a stager, if anything, to get a price point to see if it's something we can do, because it looks totally different. Totally different on Realtor.com, Zillow, and all those different sites. Like I said, you know, when Annie made a comment on my Facebook page when I posted one of my new listings and it was vacant and all the walls were white, it doesn't look appealing. It doesn't look like, it's not inviting.
Yes, and sometimes it doesn't take a long time to take it from mediocre to spectacular. And maybe 3 hours of staging, you know, that's not very expensive, can make that difference and give it that model home look. And it's surprising. And realtors, I don't know, they always tell me, I don't think my homeowner would pay for that, or I don't think my homeowner wants to pay for it. And I'd like to talk to the homeowner in person, because 90% of the time when we meet a homeowner, maybe we're doing a staging evaluation or just doing a consultation, we tell them the benefits, we show them the pictures, and they decide that they want to spend a significant amount of money to stage their home. And we do have things that start very, very reasonable. So there's something really for every budget.
There really is. And I mean, I'm sure you can go in and they can use their own furnishing sometimes. You know, they have, let's say, nice furnishing, and it may not be in the right position. You can make the room look more appealing, more open. And so I'm sure you have a price point when people have good things in their home that you can go in there and for a price, maybe redirect or add a few things to the home. Is that correct? Yeah,
yes, we do have. I do have my background is interior design. So I have a lot of things in my inventory that we can embellish the homeowner's own furniture. And an example, Kyle, I'm a big fan of Kyle's. We staged a house that he did the photography for, and it sold. It was a $700,000 house in Queens Harbor. It had some challenges. We moved a lot of the furniture, and I needed to remove some of their things and add some of my things to have a little bit more hip, a little bit more modern and youthful appearance. And then Kyle came in and did spectacular photos, and someone came in, and the first person to see it bought it, and it sold in 6 hours for full price. And I understand that it was sold for the highest price per foot of any house ever sold in Queens Harbor. So, you know, that's the amazing. Two of us together are the dream team.
Yeah, it sounds that way. It actually sounds that way. And I think we might have met the first time when I was over at Watson Realty Corp.
Yes.
Back in some many years ago. And yes. I know Sandy Miller uses you guys.
Yes.
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 I love Sandy. I'm like her cheerleader. She just doesn't know it.
Yes.
Sandy's great to work with.
She is. She's fantastic. And I always use her as an example to my realtors at my office, you know, and stuff. She's been very successful, and she's intelligent. She's bright, and she's just an amazing person. All the way around.
Yes.
She's got a lot of energy.
Doesn't she?
I think one thing that works really good, speaking of her as an example, is that, you know, when Becky and I kind of work together, I think as a realtor, kind of having this kind of standard package that you do. So, you know, when I work with her on each of her listings, we do the same thing every time. You know, she has a certain level of expectations, and we do the same services for every single one of her listings. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, a cheaper home that's on, you know, a bad side of town, or a really good home with a higher price point. And I think that as a realtor, having kind of a team that takes care of some of the dirty work for you, it not only kind of frees you up to not be the bad guy, because I know as a realtor, when you come in and you're like, oh, you need to get rid of this and get rid of this, you know, you're already creating a relationship with the homeowner and might not make them right. happy.
Thanks for signing my listing agreement. Now let me tell you that this has got to go. And sometimes we need to do that, and it's all on presentation and how we do that. And most of the time, homeowners are open, but every once in a while we get that one that's still attached, you know, that's like, you know, my mauve carpet looks great.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my mauve carpet?
Yes. You know? Right. And yeah. And we come in a lot. And even when Becky and I work together, you know, when other stagers have been there, when the real estate agent has worked really hard to declutter the home themselves.
Yes.
You know, I still go in there and I try to arrange things because, you know, how they look in the photo is not always necessarily how they look to the eye when you walk in. And you can tell right off bat when you go to touch something and move it when homeowners are like actually offended by it. Like you could just move a chair and some of them are upset by it. So you definitely run into a lot of different personalities, and some people are really open to you completely rearranging their whole house, and then others don't want you to even move a pen off the table. So
we had a house that the realtor had professional photos taken of it. But when I was looking through the pictures, once they were posted, I called the realtor and I said, have you realized that every piece of furniture is against the wall? You know, and a lot of people don't, you know, and he would not go and tell her that we need to move the furniture off the wall. It was like couch, love seat, chair, you know, the coffee table right next to the chair. Everything was against the wall. There's like nothing in the pit.
Oh my gosh.
And I've always learned to create kind of social spaces.
Like that.
Right.
And so I told him, I said, I'll go over there. So I met with her. She was really nice. And I asked her, I said, have you noticed that, you know, all your stuff is against the wall? And she goes, you know what? She goes, you're absolutely right. She goes, I never thought about it. I said, would it be okay if we use your furniture and just move it around and retake the photographs? And she goes, no. She goes, and then when we did it, she just loved it. A lot of people just don't know sometimes, or it's not their niche. We get comfortable in our own personal space, and until somebody else comes in and tells us something about it, a lot of times we just don't see it.
Yeah, having another eye can really make a big difference.
It does.
I know like a lot of situations just like that where, you know, with the realtor, you don't want to be the bad guy and you don't want to be someone to kind of tell them or give them bad news. And so it really helps when you can have someone else come in and kind of give a second opinion and, you know, kind of take that weight off of you guys.
Right. And decluttering is a big, because mm-hmm. again, we're selling real estate. We're not selling your things. And, you know, we want them to make sure things are put away. And a lot of times I tell them too, you know, we're doing this for the pictures. I don't mind if you put things back on your countertop, you know, in the kitchen. But for right now, we're going to have it clear for the photo. And I know David Youngblood and I, you know, I would clear things out. He would take the picture, or sometimes he would help me and we're moving things around. But then we put it back, you know, because it's not that it looks bad the way it is. It's just that we need it to look fantastic for the audience.
Yes.
You know, we want them... when they're scrolling through all these social media places, to when they see yours, you want it to catch their eye and be, if you will, that attention getter. You want it to catch their eye so they click on it, they look on it, and they want to see it.
And just like what you said when you were talking about the house with the furniture against the walls and stuff, it's kind of funny when we come in and move something, a lot of times like they're like, oh, I never thought about putting it there. I think I'm going to leave it. And it's funny how often they'll say that.
It's funny because she ended up leaving everything. She liked where we moved all her stuff. And she was really, she goes, ah, thank you so much for doing this. You know, some people have an eye for it and some people don't. And that's why we have great stagers like you, Becky, and great photographers like you, Kyle, and David Youngblood. There's, you know, there's good people out there to help us sell our home. I like to say that I am just totally dynamic, but it's really a partnership that helps us sell people's homes. And you guys are part of that partnership.
And it's good to be part of the team.
On the radio. That's and right.
We're going to be right back with Anita and her guests. You have some questions. You've been listening for a while. Don't be shy. Give us a call at 831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio, AM 600, FM 101.1, WBOB.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
All right, maybe you're moving out. Maybe you need some real estate advice. Well, you've come to the right place. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate on the air right here, live and direct from Jacksonville. Here's Anita Hiles with all the info you need.
Yes, and we have a photographer here. We have Kyle, and he's you can reach Kyle at levelexposure.com. That's Kyle at levelexposure.com. And Becky at stagehappy.com. stagehappy.com. We have some myths. The myths would be that staging is only for the rich. Not true.
Not true.
It's a very affordable.
Yes.
And you could even go in there and they can pay a fee to you, a simple fee, for you to make suggestions on what to do.
Yes, like $150. And it's a walkthrough, giving them everything they need to do. And they can, it's like a DIY report, so they can actually do it.
Yeah, it gives them a punch list.
Yes.
And see, some of the other myths of staging would be, can you think of any others?
I mean, the main one is that people think it's going to cost a lot, but it doesn't have to. Yeah. And people think they should leave their house on the market first and see what happens, and then
call
a stager. And they can lose, you know, 5-10% before
that
we
is
get
a myth.
Involved.
Just let me tell you, you know within the first 7 days if it's crickets and you don't have a revolving door that we have to tell you to go away, you know, go to Disneyland for the day or whatever, because the first 7 days are critical.
Yes.
If there's no activity, you need to do a drastic change immediately. Mm-hmm. It's usually about price point. You know, people like us to overprice homes, even though we suggest what the price point is. The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is. And if we can stage it and we can get good photography in there, it should be gone.
15 days.
15 days is your 70. Average. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to be the average or do you want to get your house sold and get the biggest bang for your buck? Because the longer it stays on the market, I'm deducting money off of it if I'm showing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, there's a reason why it's still on the market. Now, different markets, yes, sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower, and we take all that into consideration. But for the most part, if you're one of those that are on 100 days, better have a chat with your realtor.
Yes.
Or give me a call, one or the other. So, and Kyle, let's talk about the myth. You know, here it is. We're a digital world, and I'm thinking, why Becky? If we're in a digital world and we have digital staging, and I use digital staging, if people will go and see my property online, 3145 Brett Unger, it's in Tamiya. It's in the 46 zip code. To me, it doesn't even look like it's digital. It looks real.
Depending upon the budget that you go with, and there's a lot out there. I mean, when you talk about digital stuff, there's a lot of different skill levels. There's a lot of different companies. You know, I think in every industry, you deal with a lot of competition. And when it comes to digital stuff, you're dealing with companies around the world. So you not only have a lot of, you know, competition in that, but you have a lot of different variations in quality. And I, as a photographer, it's definitely, when I show up to a property to shoot it, there's a big difference in my job when I show up and it's been staged versus when I show up and there's still laundry on the floor, dirty dishes in the sink. You know, I know a lot of times realtors don't like to be the bad guy and kind of play that role where, you know, they make them kind of change everything. And I know people are busy and we have busy lives and it's tough to do that kind of stuff. But
you're selling your house.
Right.
It's all about us putting more money in your pocket or not.
Right. And just like with a car, you're going to clean the car if you're trying to sell it. So you want to present things in the best light. And going with staging, really, not only for, you know, its presence online, but when I show up and I don't have to move anything, it allows me to take better photos because I have a chance to kind of focus on just the visual aspect. When I show up and I start cleaning and decluttering and moving things around, I've learned that you're kind of wearing different hats. It messes with your creativity. And it can actually affect like as good as shots that you take. And, you know, we try our best to do all the things that we can. But when we show up and things are looking their best, it really allows us to kind of push it that extra mile.
And Becky, your thoughts on digital staging versus actual staging?
Well, I think it's good to do a combination. I think it would bring the price down maybe to stage the front of the house. And of course, we're talking about a vacant house. I think it would be good to have some staging, physical staging, and some digital. I think that might be the best of both worlds. Now, if someone really is on a budget, the digital staging is a good option. So I think it's nice.
Yeah, I think that was our other myth that I was thinking that kind of lost my head a few minutes ago is the fact that people think we have to stage every room and we don't.
Yes.
We usually just stage the main living space.
Yes.
You know, if you have a two-story house, it's just going to be downstairs, maybe just a living room. When people first walk in, maybe that dining room.
Yes.
And then maybe hang some nice towels in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to touch the upstairs. And so maybe that's where the combination for you guys is, you know, I'm thinking here's a happy medium. A lot of times people like myself, I am a visual person. And so I like to see things. What was good about doing the digital, because this was the first time I did it, and it was such a great job. I mean, it really was a good job. Is the fact that, you know, we put also showing that it's empty. So we showed the empty room, and then you could see the digital room. And what a difference. I mean, it really does make a difference.
So staging really makes things
hot, hot, hot.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot, it's unbelievable. It does, and you need, I'm telling people out there, I see this every week, you need to look up Brett Unger. 3145 Brett Unger Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32246, here in this great Duval. It is 485,000. That is it. 485,900. It is over 2,271 square feet. It's a 3-2. It's got a beautiful sunroom that is AC and heated, and it is on a beautiful pond in the back. And look it up, because you will see the digital staging on this, and we do show the room empty, and you will get an idea of how important it is, especially if you people are out there thinking of putting your house on the market. This is a good one to take a look at to see that digital staging. And I totally agree, Becky, that how important it is to, you know, we need to do a combination of both, you know.
Yes.
Do, you know, the other parts of the house, we can easily do the main living space and then maybe show a bedroom or a dining room on the digital staging. That's what's great. We work together, right?
Yes.
That's what makes it fantastic. And we have another listing at 5413 London Lake Drive West. And this belongs to David Youngblood. It's 32258. And this is off of the Greenland Road. So kind of like the Mandarin area. It's a beautiful house. It's a 3-2, 2,024 square feet, built in 02. And the pictures on this are dynamic. You want to take a look at it. And we have one at 12 Hummingbird Circle. This is in Flagler County off of the 95 and west on Old Dixie Highway. It's a 4-2, listed for $2,648. Built in 2015, it's at $435,000. It is a beautiful house on over a half acre property. And you need to take a look at it. So give me
a call.
What
was that price again on there?
$435,000.
Wow.
Yes. And it's a gorgeous house. Gorgeous house. So you want to give me a call, and I'll be happy to list your home or show you homes that you're interested in purchasing. And you can always get a hold of me at 904-290-1552 or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can also find me on Facebook. So you can find me under Realty Executive Oceanside Jacks or at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And Becky Harmon at stagehappy.com. Thank you for being here. And Kyle can be contacted at kyle@levelexposure.com. I appreciate both of you. We do make a good team.
I appreciate you letting us on the show.
It's yes, fun. It's been my pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much. And AJ, it's you and me, and guess who's going to be here next week?
And who's that?
And you better have that button ready.
Oh, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know who you mean.
We have Ed Dean on.
On steroids.
That's right. And I know you guys all listen to him first thing in the morning from 0600 to what is
9 o'clock.
To 0900. He's going to be on here next week. We're going to talk about the economy here in Jacksonville and where we're headed.
All right. It's going to be great. In the meantime, I hope you have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend.